On July 26, 2025, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office patrol deputies assisted numerous fire agencies with the Red Fire, which occurred in a wooded area just northeast of Redway. CAL FIRE investigators on scene determined that this fire was human-caused and was directly related to the large population of people who illegally live in the camps on this piece of private property. Thanks to swift and coordinated efforts of all fire agencies involved, the fire was contained and prevented a larger-scale incident. However, an incident like this imposes more risk to rural communities like Redway. Lieutenant Jesse Taylor, the PIO for Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, explains more.
Thankfully, the fire was contained relatively quickly with just some brush that had caught fire. The cause of the fire was determined to be through persons who were illegally setting up camps in that area. And so with that in mind and with cooperation with the property owner, which this was a private property parcel, the sheriff's office had gone back into the wooded area in the subsequent weeks to let people know that they're illegally trespassing on this piece of property.
Since the fire, HCSO, patrol deputies, and in collaboration with both CAL FIRE and the private property owner, have contacted the individuals residing on this property, advising them that they were trespassing and needed to vacate.
People did vacate the property. There was one subject who did not vacate and was later arrested for trespassing. And so I think the purpose of the putting out the information was to just let know the people in the community that we are looking into these illegally occupied camps. Obviously, anybody who lives in Southern Humboldt knows where some of the problem areas are, and we're encouraging anybody who owns a piece of private property who has noticed an uptick in foot traffic or illegal camping activity to call us, and we will come out and assess, provide those warnings. We do like to give people time to self-vacate and provide them with resources on relocating. But at some point, we do have to push the envelope, so to speak, and make sure that they have vacated.
On August 3rd, 2025, HCSO, patrol deputies, and CAL FIRE law enforcement conducted a follow-up inspection to ensure compliance with the vacate order. All encampments were found to be vacated, with the exception of one individual. Ava Markowitz, 35, of Redway, was arrested for violating California Penal Code 602 for trespassing. The fire was determined to have been caused by a campfire. Lieutenant Taylor provides further details.
In this particular case, I think it was evidence of a campfire, which is common. At night it gets chilly even this time of year, and so campfires are a common way to stay warm. Other times, fires can be started through, cooking or candle or, any sort of ignition source, and especially this time of year with it being so dry, it doesn't take but a simple accident to start a wildland fire.
Redway has a history of similar incidents involving encampments. Lieutenant Taylor outlines the procedures followed when these sites are discovered and explains what it means for individuals to be vacated from the area.
Yeah, so I don't know specifically on this particular visit. We do quite a few illegal campsite visits throughout the summer and really throughout the year. Typically, what we would do is introduce ourselves, as law enforcement, make sure that everybody is aware that they are violating the property owner's rights to have them, for illegal occupation. After that warning is given, we like to give, people ample time. We're not, going to come back the next day. We like to make sure that everybody has enough time to relocate. A lot of times we'll offer resources, whether it be through our county mental health and other transportation resources to try to, get people to relocate voluntarily. We don't particularly want to enforce or have to make arrests. And what we're really looking for is just voluntary compliance.
Lieutenant Taylor also outlines the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office's next steps in monitoring the area to prevent future incidents, particularly those that could pose a serious threat if they occur near homes or businesses.
Yeah, it's a delicate situation. I remember when I was the sergeant down there assigned to Garberville in Southern Humboldt, it's something that you have to stay on top of almost daily, and that includes, site visits, walking through, being a constant presence, sometimes with cooperation through the property owner, putting up signage and letting folks know that, we're going to return and we're going to continue to put, to have the property owner's wishes, respected by continually, monitoring and enforcing illegal illegal trespass issues. But like I said, unless you're really visiting those sites and getting to know the folks and really trying to do some outreach and trying to, you know, provide them the necessary tools to, you know, to get on their feet, it's a really tricky and delicate situation.
Knowing some of these individuals have no resources or have the stability to relocate, Taylor emphasizes the importance of law enforcement establishing a relationship with these individuals. Taylor reflects on their time as a sergeant in the Garberville community and steps he took to make sure these people were comfortable asking for help.
Speaking for myself, when I was again assigned down there, I think it was that building that relationship and having that mutual respect with folks. I mean, after you establish that and have some trust and rapport with people, they, you know, you will have a lot of success with people just appreciating that and really, you know, because, you know, I think there's a misconception that there's just no compassion on the law enforcement, and that's completely false. We really do feel for these folks. We understand that, you know, some people are down on their luck and just simply don't have the ability to find housing. And so we understand that. And, you know, being able to get to know that person on an individual basis a lot of times proves to be successful.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office patrol deputies will continue to monitor these camps and make sure that the public safety is prioritized. Anyone with information about this case or related criminal activity is encouraged to call the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office at 707-445-7251 or the Sheriff's Office Crime Tip Line at 707-268-2539. If you are currently experiencing homelessness in Humboldt County, you may access the coordinated entry system by dialing 211 and or by visiting 211humboldt.org. Additional resources and information for those experiencing or at risk of homelessness are also available at kumud.org under this story.